Well, good morning, church family. It's great to have this kind of form to go online, and hope you're enjoying yourself so far. That was an awesome time of worship. We're continuing with our series on A Leap of Faith. And today is going to be part four. And if you have your Bibles, get your Bibles ready. I hope your pens are ready, your papers ready. If you want to use your tablets or whatever it is that you want to take notes with, feel free to join me in that. Before we begin, let's just pray, and then we'll get into the Word. And so, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you rule and you reign. We thank you, O God, that you use technology, O God, such as this, to get your word out, that people from all around the world, people in our Bridge family, can gather around and listen and engage in what you're doing in our midst. And so, Father, we thank you for your word. I pray that your word would go forth with clarity, and it would just go and accomplish all that it needs to accomplish today. And so, Father, we thank you for your word and the integrity of your word. Yes. And we ask you just to bless our time this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And so before we get into our title, every day, I just want to read something. It says, every day, life presents to us opportunities of risk. Our life is marked by windows of opportunity that demand for us to take a radical step of faith in order to follow Christ and fulfill his purposes in our life. And what makes that step radical is that they always involve significant risk. And so we know that there's so many different kinds of risk out there. People jump off mountains, people go skydiving, people go on the CN Tower and do that walk around thing. All of that is risky, even just going out of our house sometimes, taking airplanes, trains, automobiles, all of that, there is a risk involved. And in this season, I just feel like God really wants to challenge us with risking again. And I remember when, back in 2000, I remember telling my mom that, Mom, I really felt led to go to Toronto, and move there. And so, now born in Montreal and moving 541 kilometers to Toronto, some may say that's not a big deal. However, I was 22. I'm an only child. I'm not afraid to say I was a mama's boy, because I was. However, I knew how to cook. I knew how to clean. I knew how to iron. I was great with my finances. But one thing about Toronto and moving to Ontario is I really didn't know anybody. And so I knew a few great people. And I visited Toronto a few times. But I didn't know Toronto. But the Lord gave me a scripture, and that's the word that I went forth on and I risked on. And it's the familiar scripture in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It says, the Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. That was the word that God gave to me, and that was the word that brought me here. And so I knew in my heart this was going to be a big risk. My mom, of course, was nervous being the only child, and, you know, I'm moving to another province. But part of me was a little nervous, but also really excited. You may ask, why would you be excited? Because I knew God was going to follow me in this faith journey. And I knew it was going to all be about trusting and risking, through the process. And so, what I want to speak on this morning, I want to call my risk, my reward. My risk, my reward. If you have your Bibles with you, if you could turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And that's in the ESV. And I wanted just to read it also in the Passion Translation. It says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him. I love that. Give all their passion and strength into seeking him. For some of us, we've lived a life of being comfortable and complacent. But if we really get down to the root of why we stay in the place, it's because we are afraid to risk. What if I fall? What if I make a mistake? What if I make a fool out of myself? What will people think? What will my family think? But you see, every day there is an invitation from our Father to risk. Earlier this year, I shared with the elders, with the pastors, that I felt as though it was a year for us to start risking again. And the sense that I have even this morning, even in the midst of everything going on, is that this is a season that we're living in personally and as a community, as a Bridge community, that God is requiring for us to risk again. And so it's time for us to take the limitations off. Time to stop making excuses. Time for us to get back to seeking God, seeking his word, seeking his heart, and watching him move in mighty ways because we dare to risk in him. Yeah. For some of us, this will also require for us to be stretched like a rubber band. I have a rubber band here with me. And the thing about a rubber band is that faith is just like this rubber band. It's useless unless it's stretched. Because a rubber band by itself is nothing. It's of no value. But when a rubber band stretches, because that's what it was created to do, then the rubber band now has started to have value. And for some of us, God is wanting for us to be stretched like this rubber band. Our faith needs to be tested. Because without a test, there is no testimony. But what we must be willing to step out in is allowing God to stretch us. You see, about a month ago, I was going through this struggle of self-evaluation. I know a lot of us, and I hope a lot of us, actually have times of self-evaluation. You see, I know the promises that the Lord gave me. I knew the prophetic words that he gave me. I knew the whispers of the Holy Spirit, of him speaking to my heart about me and my family. But I found myself frustrated. And so I'm sure many of you have been through that, where we have these seasons of frustration. So I was speaking to the Lord about this, and he told me, well, son, what are you willing to risk? And of course, our immediate response always is anything. I'm willing to do anything you want me to, of course. And so he said to me, well, if you're willing to do anything, then for this next season, I want you to take some time off of social media. And so guess what? For the last 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks, I've been off of social media. And it's amazing, though, that in that span, how life changes. Because that's when this whole coronavirus thing breaks out. And in a way, I'm kind of thankful. Because now my eyes is not on social media and what the world is saying. But I actually have this focus on God and on his kingdom. So I asked the same question this morning. What are you willing to risk? What has God been asking for you to step out in faith for? What has God been challenging your heart with? Who has God been encouraging you to forgive? The truth is, for all of us, he's always asking us to risk something. The question is, are never, is he asking, but it's always, are we willing? Because you see, theology of faith without experience is frustrating. It's one thing to have a theology of faith, a faith in our head, but to not experience it is frustrating. And so I just want to go through what stops us from taking these risks. Number one, fear. And I'm just going to read a few scriptures here. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Joshua 1:6, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors, and I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord our God is with us.
Yeah.
In every situation, in this situation, he is with us.
Yeah.
And Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." You see, fear is always rooted in trust. However, with faith, there will always be a level of fear. There will always be a level of fear when we try to reach out, when we try to move in faith. Why? Because if the task does not stretch your capacity to believe and trust, then it's not really faith. And one thing is, I love animals. I don't like domestic animals, but I love zoo animals. And one thing I learned is about the impala. And see, impalas can also jump. Impalas can jump a jaw dropping 30 feet in height. But yet zookeepers tell a secret to keeping the impala within their enclosures. See, the zoo will build a wall some 4 to 6 feet high, and the impalas will never attempt to jump over them. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, they can jump 30 feet high, but they refuse to jump 4 to 6 feet. And you say, why? Because impalas will never jump where they do not know where they will land. And that is the same with us. For some of us, we like to look before we leap. However, God is encouraging us this morning and has called us to leap before we look. Because remember what the scripture says. It says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Which leads me to number two, pride. Galatians 3:6 says, "If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important." And Philippians 2:3 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves." You know why God has an issue with pride? It's because pride pollutes our relationship with him. And it ultimately leads us to not trusting him anymore. You see, faith is dependent. Pride is independent. Pride says, "I'm not willing to." But faith says, "Whatever you want me to do, I'll do." And so we can see through the scriptures, there are so many men and women that risked. And I just want to go through a few of them. Abraham, it says in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 8, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." How many of us feel like Abraham sometimes, where we've gone out, but we don't know where we're going? You see, there are many of you watching and you've left countries, you've left islands, you've left continents, you've left families, you've left jobs, and came here not really knowing anything about this place. Have you ever stopped and thought, what if I didn't? What if I didn't leave? What if I didn't risk? I know I have. And some days I knew through the process of moving here, some days were hard. Some days I felt like giving up. Some days I just felt like turning and going back home to my mama. But faith always encourages you to stay the course. And I want to charge you this morning, family, to stay the course. Yeah. Stay the course. Second person I want to look at is a lady by the name of Jochebed. And you can find her in Exodus chapter 2. And maybe many of us don't even know who Jochebed is. Because a lot of us know about Moses. And there's a lot of emphasis on Moses. But here's the interesting thing about Moses is that there would be no Moses without Jochebed. Because you see, Jochebed was Moses' mom. And she took a great risk to put Moses in a basket and put him on the Nile River, whereby Pharaoh's daughter saw the crying little boy. And then she picked him up. And then later on, adopted Moses. But because of Jochebed's faith, God used Moses to lead one of the greatest emancipations in history because Jochebed risked. The third person I want to look at is Isaac. And we find that in Genesis chapter 22. I'm not going to read the whole story for time's sake. But here I just want to focus on the first three verses. It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. And the next morning, Abraham got up early. I love how the fact that they mentioned that it was the next day. Abraham didn't wait. He was obedient right away. And so once again, we talk about Abraham, but I want to look at something from Isaac's perspective. You see, Isaac didn't know what was happening. You know, his dad comes to him and says, Isaac, let's go for a walk. Let's go on this journey. And he's innocent in all this. And so they go and they bring these two men with them. And they're on this journey. And then Abraham says to the two men, okay, you guys wait here. Isaac and I are going to go up a little more up the mountain, and we're going to make a burnt offering at the top of the mountain. And then we'll be back. And so they get up to the top of the mountain, and so Isaac says to him, hey, Dad, well, we have wood, we have fire, but where's this burnt, how are we going to do this burnt offering? And then Abraham says to Isaac, don't worry, God will provide for us. And so Next thing you know, Isaac now is bound by his dad. His dad ties him up, puts him on a piece of wood, and is about to sacrifice him, about to kill him. And then, of course, the angel from heaven calls out and says, stop! Don't do it anymore. We believe you. We know you're a man of faith. But here's the thing that kind of gets my mind going. I mean, the Bible is full of detail. We see that through Noah building the ark, we see the temple, the dimensions that he gives to building the temple and then rebuilding the temple. We see God is a very detailed person. But in this area, it seems as though there's this quietness about Isaac. I mean, if you're going to be put on a piece of wood, don't you think you'd be kicking and screaming and yelling and being like, Dad, what in the world are you doing? But for some reason, Isaac didn't do that. Isaac was quiet. And then what I figure about this whole story is this. I believe with all my heart that Isaac actually trusted his father. He trusted him. And you see, Abraham was a type in the New Testament where Abraham had his only son, and God asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son. And the same way how God in heaven sent Jesus on this earth to die and be a sacrifice for mankind. But Isaac, I believe, was a type of what we as sons and daughters are and should be. And that is trusting in the Father. And so, all this faith requires risk. But yet, at the end of this risk, there is a reward. And so, what is God's reward? Can I make this really simple for us? Two words. Well done. Well done. You see, our leap of faith is not about the fame, but it's always about trust. The Lord will always reward faith and obedience to the things he has called us to. And I believe a lot of the time, God's rewards are not what he gives to us, but what he does in us. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we want to be a people that chooses to please our King. There's a story that's told about Alexander the Great. He had a general who approached him after many years of service to ask if he would pay for the wedding of his daughter. Alexander agreed and told him to obtain the funds needed from his treasurer. Soon thereafter, the treasurer came to Alexander complaining that this general was taking advantage of Alexander's generosity. He was asking for an exorbitant amount of money, enough to host the largest wedding Greece had ever seen. Alexander thought about the situation for a moment, then waved his hand dismissively and said, "Grant him his request in full." The treasurer looked bewildered. Alexander continued, "My general pays me two compliments. He believes that I am rich enough to afford his request, and that I am generous enough to grant it. In assuming these two things, he honors me." The Father rewards because we honor him through our faith in him. And so, church, I want to encourage us in this season to be risk takers, not to relax anymore, not to be comfortable where we're at, but really, this is the season for us to risk again and to go full steam ahead into all that God has for us. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. So Father, we thank you for your word. And Father, I pray, oh God, that this word would penetrate every heart that would listen, that is listening online. And Father, I pray, oh God, that that we would be a people that would not be scared to risk. That, Father, there are dreams inside each and every one of us. There are authors inside of us. There are songwriters inside of us. There are giftings and talents and skills inside of each and every one of us. And, Father, all you're asking us is to risk with you, not to be afraid. And so, Father, I speak courage over our people. I speak courage over every person that is listening. And Father, I pray from this day forward that we would choose in our heart to be risk takers for you. And we thank you for this word. And we thank you that this word will go and bear much fruit. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, I hope this word this morning was encouraging, challenging, and you're ready to start risking again. And so I just want to say, see you again next Sunday morning, same place, same time. Have a wonderful week, live from the living room. Bye.